Yesterday, I said that Jesus set the example of someone who was a mentor, who was a spiritual father, who was a leader with his disciples. And I said, every believer, you need membership, but then discipleship. You don't need just to go to church and sit there like a knot on the log or hear a sermon week after week and not begin to do the Word of God. You need discipling. We all do. I do. Then we go from discipleship to becoming part of stewardship and learning stewardship. From stewardship, we go to from membership, discipleship, stewardship to sonship. Jesus, when he was baptized, he come up out of the water, and this is what he heard. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He had come to a place of maturity. From maturity, we go into leadership. So many people, they want to bypass discipleship, or they want to bypass stewardship or sonship, maturity, and they want to go just from coming into the kingdom to leading others. But that's the blind leading to blind. And that's basically just a controlling spirit or someone puffed up in pride. And we need discipleship. Sometimes I say hard things, don't I? But it's truth. It's the Word of God. Matthew chapter 17, Jesus, he's coming off the Mount Transfiguration. And when he comes down, the man comes to Jesus and he says, I took my son, who is a lunatic, to your disciples, and they couldn't cure him. If you can do, you know, would you do it? And Jesus turned around to his disciples and he rebuked them publicly, calling them faithless and saying, how long am I going to have to put up with you? How long am I going to have to suffer you? And you know, my friend, as you read that chapter, after Jesus heals that boy, the disciples come to Jesus and say, why couldn't we cure him? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief, because of doubt. This kind, speaking of devils, he says, you didn't cast them out because you doubted. And this kind of doubt can only come out of your life if you come into a place of fasting and prayer. Well, I love this because Jesus rebuked them. And in his rebuke to them, he saw where they were. What do you mean by that? They could handle the rebuke. You see, maturity is measured on how you can handle pressure, problems, and pain. And can you handle the rebuke even from your leader? Can you handle a rebuke from me when I'm preaching? Can you handle the strong meat of the word when it says sin is sin and righteousness is righteousness and this is the way to follow? Can you handle that? Because if you're mature, you can. Long suffering is bearing the weaknesses of the weak Christian, and all believers are not strong. You say, well, you're not telling me anything. I go to church every week. That's true. All believers aren't strong. But the more mature you are, the more it's evident on how you take rebuke and how you will be an encourager and a strengthener to the weak. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.